Hi, I'm Naomi, and I'm glad you're here. This podcast is here to inspire you to action. We'll look at the mindsets that are no longer serving you and do the work to flip the script so you can move boldly forward in what you desire to do. Build it as you want to live it. So the other day I was on a call with a coaching client, and this came out of my mouth. And I thought it was pretty interesting. So I've been trying to unpack that, why I think it's important to build it as you want to live it. And so let's see if I can flesh it out. I know that there is a big culture, or has been a culture, of the hustle method. Like, you got to hustle, hustle, hustle if you want to get anywhere. I cannot do that. Like, there's moments of hustle, but to me that just sounds so exhausting. And maybe it's just the words they use. Maybe it's just like, just do the things, you know. But the way that I think it's been sold to us, like, it's 24/7, it's nonstop. If you're not working 7 days a week, like, if you're just not getting after it, then you're not going to make it. And I don't think this is true. I think that you can build your life with ease, especially if you're maybe moving into a new career, or maybe becoming an entrepreneur, or have a passion project. Like, there is work that needs to be done. And there is the efforts and stuff, but I think it's maybe the intention behind it that needs to be changed up, potentially, at least when you're using the word hustle. And I know, you know, like, hustle works for some and it doesn't work for others, but I just keep hearing story after story of people that have hustled and are burnt out, or they have gotten somewhere that they don't want to be. And so I find that to be sad, and I would think frustrating if you're in that situation. Now, I also understand that there are times when you are completely in alignment and in your sweet spot of the work you're doing, and then one day it just is not a good fit anymore. I mean, I've been there. I was in a school that I had a supportive administrator, principal, that would let me build different programs, that would let me try different things. So it was completely my sweet spot. I got to do creative things, and kind of the freedom to do that. And then it switches, right? You get a new principal, and that changes. There's more questioning. There's not as much freedom. And, you know, part of that comes with trust and all that stuff. But that is taken away then. And so you're not in your sweet spot anymore, and it no longer fits. And so during those times of sweet spots, some people might see from the outside that that was hustle. But it was completely me doing what I loved. And so I guess if we take that approach to the word hustle, then I'm cool with that, right? Like, you have the energy behind it, you have the intention behind it, and you are just completely in it doing your thing, which is where I would think all of us want to be. And so, yeah, I think that's where we are longing to get if we're not there yet, or if we have experienced that sweet spot, we want that back again because we know how beautiful it is. So going back to build it as you want to live it, I think it's important to not put off what you desire. So And I've been thinking about this a lot. Like when I was transitioning out of teaching, I, you know, wrote down, what do I want my days to look like? And what do I want to put out into the world and all these things? And it has shown up in different ways that I wouldn't have expected. But once I think about it, I'm like, oh, interesting. That's how it showed up. Like recently with my current position, I was praying for a job that I would still have time and energy to build other things. But I also want a job, if I'm in it, that is impactful. And I found that job. I have that job right now. And so I'm thankful for that. And it may not, it doesn't look exactly like I thought it would, but it's fitting the purpose that it needs to right now. And so if I want to live a life of ease, right, I need to have that into my life right now, not keep putting it off for, oh, in a year I can have ease, or in 2 years I can have ease, or whatever that may be. Or you want freedom. Okay, how can we get that freedom for you right now? And maybe that is, you know, shifting to another job so that you can have that freedom. Yeah, I think it can take on different forms. And I also feel like it might require like you being open to it not looking exactly like you thought it would. But if it's getting you closer to the desired life that you have and where you want to be, then let's embrace that and move forward with that. Also with the build it as you want to live it, if you do not want to, I don't know. Okay, let's think this through. So, yes, talking about entrepreneurship. Being an entrepreneur, you have to do a lot of things at the beginning. And so maybe you don't want to do that down the road. Okay, so if that's the case, how can you get your mind to the place where you enjoy it now? And maybe that's using it as a growing and learning opportunity. It's getting, you know, it's helping you get clear on what you want to put out there and what your message is. Like it could be so much behind that. And so I guess where I'm going with that is like, it's the intention behind the work that you're doing. Okay. And I think if we get our intentions right, then we can find ease in what we're doing. Like if social media isn't your thing, then it's thinking through, what can I do to make this more enjoyable? Or thinking through, if it's the platform that isn't, you know, working for you, it's, what do I have to do if you're an entrepreneur to build my business with ease? And maybe that's not listening to everybody's advice, but, you know, digging deep and figuring out what it is that you want to build and how you want to build it. So if you're finding tension there in different areas of you growing your business, then really take a look and see, like, what can I adjust so that I can feel the way I want to feel? And if it doesn't fit for you, that's okay. Like, that's the beauty of life. Like, there's so many options out there for us to just put it together, put the pieces that we want and put it together the way we want to live it. And so I guess I would encourage you in all areas of your life to, you know, take an inventory and see what's fitting and what's not. And, you know, if ease is one of those things that you want in life, then figure out what needs to go and what needs to stay and adjust and all that stuff. I do think it's hard, especially in the American culture, and I know there's other cultures out there, like the expectation is to hustle, is to be on the go all the time. But if that's not fitting for you, it's your life. And so you get to choose how you're going to put it all together. You know, and that takes courage. That takes patience. You know, if you've been all in with all this stuff of how other people, you know, are living their lives, and so you think you need to do the same, it does take time to kind of let yourself off the hook with that, but it is possible. So I guess my encouragement for you is to really take a look, what's fitting, what's not, what you want to adjust, what you have the energy to adjust right now, and move forward with that. Because there's no reason to be living your days how you don't want to be living it. Like, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not even guaranteed this afternoon or this morning or this evening, you know, like, and so why keep pushing down a road that doesn't fit? I don't know. And that's just me. I think it's part of the personality, but I don't think I'm alone in that. And I think that we all kind of wake up at, you know, the right time for us to then start making the adjustments we need to live the life that we want as we are living it, not putting it off, and such. So, yeah. So that's just a few thoughts I had with that. I'm sure once I push stop recording, I'll have more thoughts. So that's just how it goes. And that's just how the mind works. Like, it's always processing. And, you know, with experiences, with other influences, it always gets deeper. So just want to encourage you, take a look, take a stock of what you want to be doing. And again, I'm always here for you. If you're feeling unsettled in any area of your life, if that is your career, because that's a major part of life, or anything else, I'm here for you. Let's talk it out. I'd be happy to do that. So until next time. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Creative Purpose, or visit my website at acreativepurpose.com. Until next time, do your thing to serve the world.